This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. I'm sitting in for Bradley today. My name is Lonnie Poindexter, and Bradley's allowed me to sit in the big chair. Sincere thanks and gratitude, Bradley, for letting me hang out with the big guns today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about, well, I've got a couple things I'm going to discuss with you today and get your thoughts. And I want to hear from you if you have any questions or want to call into the show. You can do so at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Again, that number is 866-582-9933. Again, this is Lonnie Poindexter sitting in for Bradley Dean on his national radio platform. And let's see, where do I want to start today? I'm going back and forth. Hey, you know what I want to cover today? I want to talk about Colin Kaepernick. I'm a California boy. I now reside in our nation's capital. Oh, let me first of all mention that if you want to catch my show, I broadcast, I got to throw a little promo out there. You can catch my show Monday through Friday out of Washington, D.C. on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. That's UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And the name of my show is Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter. So that's Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter on UrbanFamilyTalk.com, broadcast 11 a.m. Eastern. And that would be 10 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. on the West Coast, Monday through Friday. All righty? Well, a lot going on and across our nation's capital today. If you happen to be a God-loving, Bible-thumping Christian, common-sense individual is the term I like to use. There's so many things that are taking place that cause us to pause and maybe have concern, and at least for me to reflect on where we are as a nation. But I think it kind of all sums up with what we see happening with one Colin Kaepernick. I'm a California boy, born and raised in Southern California, lived in Northern California before God literally picking me up and dropping me in our nation's capital, right in the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C. And as I look back on my raising in California, I've been seeing what's taking place with my favorite team, the San Francisco 49ers, and one quarterback that they have, Colin Kaepernick. I'm just feel compelled to speak on the issue. And I've covered this on my show several times, but I think it bears repeating with the most recent press announcement or press conference with Colin speaking after game and standing behind the podium, behind the mic with a large afro circa 1970s and actually good-looking afro, and it was almost as big as mine back in the 1970s when I wore an afro that large. And then with a T-shirt displayed with a depiction of the Black Panthers. That young man is, in my humble opinion, severely misguided. And if someone does not get a handle on him, or at least pull his coattail, let me put it that way, he is an adult, but he's a young adult. He's like 27 years of age. He hasn't been around that long, and he has his history and his facts completely, can I use the term screwed up or skewed? Is maybe another word we can use, as it relates to the Black Panthers, as it relates to his stance on America, as it relates to his stance on the Star Spangled Banner. And he is going to cost himself his career, going to shorten his career, which in turn is going to affect his pocketbook. And what you see taking place across the nation is his stance caught in fire in certain communities of other passionately misinformed individuals. I've been around long enough to remember those turbulent times in the 60s and also the 70s. I remember the Black Panthers. I remember the impact they had on the community. And when I mean community, the Black community, urban America, if you will. And he's got his facts misplaced. And where did that come from? Well, some of my friends that, when we chat amongst other radio personalities across the country, it folks to be more candid, and I'll share a little bit what they've had to say to me. He said, you know what's wrong with that boy? I said, what's wrong with him? Well, what's wrong with that boy is that hot girlfriend he has that works for the video, MTV Video. And she is a liberal and a Black Lives Matter proponent. And she's gotten a hold of him in more ways than one. And he's not thinking clearly. You know, that has a ring of truth to it. Because the reality is, he's not thinking clearly at all. I was looking through an article that I, and I'll read a little bit so that you can see if I can pull that up here. That talks about what's happening with the NFL because of the stance that Colin is taking. I want to know what you think about this. Do you want to see that? You know, have you been around long enough to remember those times and what the Black Panthers actually represented and the history of our nation? You understand the national anthem and that he's taking a stance based on a false narrative. Let me read something I saw in the Political Insider. There's no question that the NFL is the most popular sports league in America. It generates incredible amounts of revenue, and every year the Super Bowl sets new ratings records. However, after NFL players started protesting the national anthem, ratings are down by 10%. It's a huge deal, and the NFL isn't happy. Well, I predicted this, and I said it was going to happen. I said, when people get sick and tired of seeing someone pay $12 million a year professing to be a victim, at some point they're going to change channels. And I said, you know what? College football is starting to look real good right now. Now, I've been a Niners fan for many years, but not very happy with the Niners management. You know, I harken back to times of old when the players, or more importantly, the owners in relation to the players, set the standard so that passionate young men got proper leadership. We've got a cue for a break here. I'll come back to this after the break. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. I'm sitting in for Bradley today. This is Lonnie Poindexter. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Lonnie Poindexter sitting in for Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio. And thank you again, Bradley, for allowing me to sit in the big chair to share what's on my heart with your listeners out across this mighty nation. If you have any questions for me on the topic at hand, you can call in at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933, and we'll get you queued up to come onto the show. I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, who has made it his personal mission to stand for what he thinks is his right. And it is, and a beautiful thing in America that you can protest and you can take a stand and you have free speech, but it's also the right for folks to disagree with you and vigorously disagree with you. As I was commenting before the break, I was reading an article from the Political Insider, and you can go to politicalinsider.com if you want to learn more about read more on the article, but I'm just going to take some snapshots from it and share with you. According to the article, it says, after NFL players started protesting the national anthem, ratings are down by 10%. This is a huge deal. And then goes on to say, let me read this part here because I think it's pretty fitting. It says, combined ESPN, Fox, NBC, and CBS are spending an average of $5 billion, that's five with a B, ladies and gentlemen, a year for football rights through 2021. The game not only scored big ratings and ad sales, but are crucial platforms to promote other programming. So far this season, viewership on those networks is down by about 10% from last season, according to Nielsen, with steeper declines from primetime games on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. The drop has caught advertisers and rights holders off guard and left them scrambling to find the cause. You see, the NFL has got some issues with direction in general. In my personal opinion, And I tell you, calling Catherine McSorley is not adding, it's certainly adding to their woe. You know, at the end of the day, it's about the dollars and cents. My father taught me that, son, follow the money to know the motivation of a thing or a person. And I try to hold on to that rule. And I'm wondering when the NFL is going to snap out of their stupor or lack of leadership and take a stand on this and stop following this doctrine of political correctness. Because that's what's behind all of this. And I harken back to the days of Al Davis and the conservative Jimmy Johnson with the Cowboys. You don't hear about any of this kind of foolishness with the Cowboys because they have de facto leadership. The Niners, I'm wondering. The Bartolos have long since lost ownership or sold ownership in the 49ers to the new regime. And I'm wondering if what's going on with them. You know, if you really truly care about these young men, and if I was an owner of a team, yes, you'll want to win your competitive spirit. That's why I own a national sports franchise. But at the same time, you have to have compassion for young men, because at the end of the day, what makes football special is it trains up boys into men. It takes young boys and it teaches them manhood. That's why we have our children in organized sports. If you're a father out there and you've got a son and you've got him playing baseball, you've got him playing basketball, football, whatever sport, soccer, whatever it happens to be, it's to train him up in leadership. In fact, it's to train him up in a way that he understands life and how life is, or how life really is. So what do you do when you've got a young man who is taking upon himself to have this personal mission? Now, for one thing, he's not at the top of his game. He's been riding the bench. And he had his first start just recently. They lost, by the way. You know, the quarterback position is called a skill position, but it's more than that. It's a position that if that young man has any leadership ability in him, and if it's been trained and honed properly, you have some of the greatest sports legends in history because they were good leaders, not necessarily because they were great athletes. They were great leaders. Joe Montana, iconic quarterback for the Niners. I would not consider Joe a great athlete. He was certainly an exceptional athlete. He wasn't great, but he was a good leader. He was a great leader, in fact. And you know about the iconic years when he was headed up the team and what they were able to accomplish. It's that important a position. So when what you do outside of the field is more important than what you do on the field, and taking a knee at the national anthem and not fully understanding what the national anthem even represents, and the fact that lives were lost, the blood that was shed for that national anthem, for the flag it represents as well, all based upon half-truths and false doctrines that somebody's feeding to you, because you certainly haven't done your homework. And then today, the actions that you're taking, which is catching fire with a certain portion of what I call the passionately misinformed, and folks are losing their jobs. Now, I predict before the end of the year, he'll be playing for somebody else, or just after the first of the year. My whole opinion needs to focus on his job. If I was his father, I'll just put it this way. If I was him, me knowing my father, even at my advanced age, would snatch me by the collar and slap me in the back of the head and say, snap out of it, boy. Focus on your goals. So the fatherly part of me looks at this and says, hey, that boy could be my son. He worked hard to reach the pinnacle of his sport. He will make more money in this short span of time. I mean, your average NFL player, I think their average is about 5 years. That's not, I mean, think about it, with injuries and all like that. I mean, if you have an NFL player that goes 10 years plus, that is rare. But with injuries and all these types of things that take place, they will make more money than they would ever make doing anything else in life. the exception of some of the greats like Shaq O'Neal and some of the others who do promotions and commercials and things like that. But Shaq is able to make as much or more money as a public spokesman today because of what he did right during the days when he played professional basketball. Mr. Kaepernick, in my humble opinion, at the rate he's going with what he's doing, he won't be doing much of anything. Maybe speaking at some Kiwanis Club meeting. Well, I don't know if the Kiwanis would even take him to a meeting, but you get my drift. He won't be on the national stage, not at least in my opinion. And here's the thing that when I look at this and what I see as a father, I see a young man who does not quite know who he is and is reaching out in the wrong way, and he's being manipulated. He's being manipulated, like I said, with a young hottie from MTV that has captured his attention. And I mean that in more ways than one. And he's lost his way. He's forgotten who he is. He's forgotten who raised him. You know, he grew up in Turlock, California. Turlock is a little farming community in the central part of the state of California. For those of you that are not familiar with the great state of California, it, for all intents and purposes, could be Iowa, could be Texas, Panhandle, it could be many other farming communities across this great nation. And just regular folk, a community, I think, probably no more than 45,000 to 50,000 people, including dogs, cats, chickens, cows, and everything else. And that's where he honed his skills and got better than played, I believe, for the University of Nevada. He's adopted. So he's adopted by a loving couple who took him in and raised him as their own. That couple is not black. That couple's American. It's a white couple. From what I understand, Colin Kaepernick is biracial. So his birth mother and birth father, one was black, one was white. That's besides the point, really ultimately, but does speak to some of the identity issues that he may have, because folks are telling him that, you know, he's identifying as black, but he can grow an afro. Hey, I had a lot of white buddies back when I was growing up who grow afros as well. So growing an afro does not make you blacker, if you get my drift. But it does speak to him trying to find his way. Well, let me help you, Colin. Your way is your mom and dad loved you and raised you and took you as their own and taught you the fear and admonition of the Lord. Well, we're going to have a cue for a break here. More on the topic at hand. We'll be right back on Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley King. This is Lonnie Poindexter sitting in the big chair.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. My name is Lonnie Poindexter. I'm sitting in the big chair for Bradley today, and I'm a host of the Lion Chasers radio show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And Bradley said, hey, Lonnie, can you sit in for me today? He's attending to some business and no doubt expanding the brand for Sons of Liberty across this great nation. So I'm more than happy to sit in for him today. Talking about Colin Kaepernick, point of correction, and this is, I think Jimmy Jones, it should have been Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and sometimes I run the names together, and they call that middle age syndrome. In any case, I'm corrected by a good friend of mine from California who's listening into the show and thinks that he's got special privileges that he does not need to go to the chat room or to call in. Just send me a text to my phone. So, he further comments that his afro would have been a great big red fluffy one since he's a redhead kid. But anyway, my point prior that many folks could grow afros back in the day, and just because you happen to be black and you grow one, or you trying to identify as black, it doesn't necessarily make you black, you know, even though it's, I don't know if I'm explaining that properly, but you get my drift. One is struggling to find one's place in the world, and you think by growing a large afro, that's going to get you honed in to your ethnicity is sadly mistaken. That's not what does that. You know, your truer identity is not tied to ethnicity. It's not really even tied to national origin, or that could play a part. Your identity is tied to who you are in Christ. Let's just cut to the chase. And I think what's going on with Colin is he's forgotten. My assumption, he was raised in a Christian home. Most folks in America are Christian, profess a belief in God. They might be Presbyterian, they might be Catholic, they might be a variety of different denominations, but same God. We're all looking to the same heaven, to the same God. I know my identity is not tied to my ethnicity. I happen to be an American. An American that has a darker paint job. I'm proud to be an American with a darker paint job. But my true identity is tied to my belief system and He who made me. Once you understand truly who you are, then you're not fodder or a pawn that can be used for whatever ideology of the day is prevalent. You know, ethnicity-based politics is something that I fight day in and day out on my radio platform across the country. What our saying is, we're the intersection. We talk about the intersection between faith and public policy. That. All righty. Looks like we've got a caller. I've got Tom from Baltimore. Welcome to the show.
How are you, Mr. Poindexter?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for calling in. I have a question or a comment?
I think our locations basically make us neighbors, right? Baltimore, Washington, they're kind of combined now.
Oh, you're in the Washington area?
Well, you know, they say the Baltimore-Washington corridor, the area.
Yeah.
In recent years, the greater Baltimore area and the greater Washington area have kind of grown so much they've kind of morphed, and a lot of people kind of combine the two now. So that's why I say we're kind of neighbors. I'll have to check out your show.
Thank you so much.
I imagine it's very good because Poindexter, that brings to mind somebody of high intellect, right? Wasn't there a character? Poindexter was like a genius?
Yes. In fact, childhood, I had to develop a quick wit or the ability to fight or run because of that last name. Because it was a cartoon with Felix the Cat and Poindexter, yes. You know you're telling your age if you happen to know about that cartoon, Tom.
Yeah. I go back a ways. So I dated myself there. And I do remember the 70s. I remember pre-70s. I remember the 60s, and I remember the struggles. However, we certainly did seem to be moving in a more positive direction, although there were those struggles.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I know by the time the 80s rolled around, and I worked for the city of Baltimore for my entire career, and I knew a lot of the folks who lived there, and there was a distinct difference between the older folks and the younger crowd, and there's a lot that can be blamed for that. I think there were definite efforts to break up the family. It started with the poorer families, namely the black families. And by the way, here's something else that will date me. I would never call someone an African American. I'd probably get punched in the face. There was a time when that was not kosher. That was not politically correct at all.
Exactly.
You call somebody that, they would say, "What the hell are you talking about? I'm an American, or I'm a black American." You know, we were moving, when I say in a more positive direction, people, I think back then, were starting to refer to themselves as American. When you took the father out of the household and when you broke up the family, and it's happening with all ethnicities and races now, and I think definitely by design, that started the problem. And now you've got generation after generation who are raised by children raising children, and they have no direction, and that is a problem that I do not have an answer to. I don't think anybody does.
Well, you know, you touched on many things that really resonate with me. Part and parcel of my being dropped here in Washington, my God, 4.5 years ago, is to fight that good fight to reestablish the family within urban communities across America. The numbers are appalling. Just to share with our listeners here, 70+% of urban households, that's code for Black or Latino, but specifically Black households across America, are single parent today, typically female out of household. If you go back to prior to the mid-1960s and early 70s, that number was the exact opposite. So back when there was true second-class citizenship going all the way back to Jim Crow, the Black family was more intact than it is today. And the reasons can be attributed to the breakdown of the family, which started after the implementation of the Great Society programs of Lyndon Baines Johnson. After he signed the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, which were all great things to do, the legislation that implemented those social programs has decimated the Black community. Here in Washington, D.C., in Southeast D.C., which is just across the river from the White House, the number is nearly 90%. It's 89.6% or 0.7% of Black households in Southeast D.C. are single parent. That's systemic breakdown in the family. You know, so it's a scary time that we're in when you have that type of data taking place. I mean, not that type of data, but the data from those types of implosions of the Black family.
Absolutely. You mentioned another divisive term, Latinos. You know, there was no such thing back in the day. They were Caucasian. You know,
yep.
Think of Punch from Chips. Nobody thought of him as a Latino. I don't know what to say. They were Caucasian. And, Black Americans, Caucasian. That's not to say that you didn't have your different ethnicities. Irish, I have a grandmother who came over here from Czechoslovakia, and certainly they celebrate their Czechoslovakian history. And on the father's side, we celebrate the Irish history. But at the end of the day, that was a side thing. You know, we were all Americans, and we could take pride in our backgrounds, and that's not a bad thing. Now, you're not supposed to take pride in your racial diversity or your ethnicity or your background, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. We don't have to look at society as something that has to be blended together so we're all the same, because we're not all the same. And there's nothing wrong with looking at where we come from, who we are, taking pride in that, and celebrating each other's diversity. Now, that's a diversity that can work, not this fake, false lie of diversity where they want to blend everyone. They say they want to. Actually, they want to divide everyone so that they
exactly
hold the reins of power.
No, that's exactly true. We have a divisive spirit taking place today. It's been going on for, some would say, prior to the 2 years of this current administration in the White House, but certainly he's kicked it up a notch. And I find it interesting in that the divisive spirit that's taking place in America happens at the same time that we had a president that was duly elected twice by a preponderance of Americans who were not Black. You know, just to cut to the chase, I have folks argue with me all the time. And I say, wait a minute, you know, Black population is 12.5% to 13% of the overall population. There's no way the Black people got Barack Obama elected. A whole lot of white folks and everybody else voted for him twice to get him elected. So I say we've moved way far beyond where we were in the 1960s, 1950s. Yet this young man playing professional football, getting $12 million a year, seems to harken back to a time where, you know, we can't get ahead because the man has his boot on our neck. He's being manipulated, and he's being used to drive this agenda to divide us, in my humble opinion.
I agree with you. And he's wrong about the lyrics, by the way. Everyone likes to cite the hirelings and slaves. And that's not even a part of the official military-sanctioned version of the song. However, if you were to include it, it refers to the British hiring mercenaries, capturing our soldiers, and enslaving them.
Let me jump in here. We got a cue for a break. I want you to hold on for after the break, though. Don't go away. This is Lonnie Poindexter. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. We'll be right back after these three messages.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint, and it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. My name is Lonnie Poindexter. I'm sitting in the big chair for Bradley today, and I am host of Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter, which you can find on UrbanFamilyTalk.com, and I broadcast my show Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern out of our nation's capital in the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C. I have had Tom, who called in from Maryland, which is considered just a east part of the greater Beltway area. Tom, are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, I want to thank you again so much for calling in. It's just great to hear live commentary coming from someone who obviously knows their history. And, you know, it's really funny that you mentioned the Star Spangled Banner. I touched on that a little earlier. Is one of the things that Colin was using for his discord with American Reason Why. He is sitting down at the playing of the national anthem. And I just want to mention something. I'm going to throw the mic back to you because I'm sure you can finish this statement. Ladies and gentlemen, the lyrics that are depicted as the racist lyrics of the Star Spangled Banner and are, in fact, not that at all. It has to do with the War of 1812 and the mercenaries that were hired, and I won't go into a long dissertation, but those that were involved when a lot of folks don't know when England tried to come and take back what they lost during the Revolutionary War. If you read those lyrics and understand the history behind it, you understand that hirelings was referring to the mercenaries, or in this case the Hessians, that were hired in anyone, and also an edict that came from Great Britain
Jordan, where they said that any slaves in the South, if they would come and fight on behalf of the British, would gain their freedom. So it has nothing to do with supporting and sanctioning slavery, as it were. Now, we understand those times slavery was in America, but it's a whole other show to talk about the backdrop of slavery in America. Let me just point this out for those who might not be knowledgeable on it, that it wasn't just white Americans that had slaves, and it was only a small percentage of the population in America that had slaves, and speaking of white Americans specifically, but also note that there were blacks who had slaves, and there were Native Americans who had slaves. So let the truth ring out all across this nation, because they're trying to twist this and use this, the lyrics from the song, which is a song that, you know, I was taught, and I grew up in a community that was predominantly black, middle class, and upper middle class. But I got to tell you, Tom, that every flag day, the flags went out on every home on the block, and every 4th of July, we had a great celebration, and I was taught to stand up at the national anthem at every sporting event and said the Pledge of Allegiance every day before we started class in school. So this thing that they're pushing today now is, again, to divide us as a nation. It's revisionist history writing as well. So I'll throw the mic back to you to get your comments on this.
Well, you very astutely point out what those lyrics actually refer to, and no one can scientifically prove it. But I think it's pretty clear if you look at all of the battle songs, all of the songs that were penned during wartime, they're usually talking about what's going on, how they're being besieged. And I think it's important to point out, like you said, and it's worth repeating, the hirelings, clearly, I think, without a lot of argument, I think you'd be hard-pressed to say any different and show any proof of it. It refers to the British using mercenaries, like you said, mainly German Hessians. And as far as the slaves were concerned, an important cause of the War of 1812 was the kidnapping of American seamen by the British, and they were forcing them into service on the British man-of-war ships.
Yes.
So that covers any complaint that anyone might have relative to saying it's a racist song. So for folks, I've heard some black folks say, you know, I love that song, and now I just feel so differently about it. Don't keep that pride, because it's not about what the liars are telling you. It simply is not. And
that is so true. So true, and eloquently stated. So here we have this young man, he's 27, 28 years old. He's got maybe, if his head was in the right place, he'd have maybe another 3 years or so to play football. I mean, you get much over 30, you're pretty much hanging it up, because it's a sport that takes a toll on your body. And he will make, what, $12 million, I believe it is, this year. He will never again make as much money as he's making now. And at the rate he's going, that money's going to go away very quickly. And those that are using him to drive this false narrative will drop in like a hot rock as soon as the money goes away.
And that's a lot of money. And maybe the Lord wants him somewhere else.
Yep.
And, of course, to pull someone away from that kind of money, sometimes the Lord does certain things. And who knows what's actually going on. Certainly, I come from a military family, and no one in my family would say that they didn't fight and serve for his right to do what he's doing. If I was
exactly.
His dad, I would certainly tell him, I don't think it's smart, son. I don't think it reflects well on you, your family. And by the way, this is not a single person sport you're participating in. It's a team sport, and you're affecting your team as well. So I
Great
think
point.
That's something to take into consideration. I think it's also important to point out, speaking of where some people are going with a lot of the issues that are being spoken about today relative to people not getting along because they're of a different race. I think people should remember that what makes America different from other countries and unlike places around the world, Americans are defined not by their geography or ancestry. To be American comes from subscribing to a particular set of ideas that are very different from those held in much of the world. It doesn't matter where you were born, what race you are, what ethnicity. Anyone can become an American. At the root of the American ideal are the truths that our founding father described as self-evident, but that many people take for granted, and they fail to defend it. This country is based on faith and the uniqueness and capacity of each individual, regardless of, again, where you come from, to succeed based on biblical principles of fairness and what is right and true in God's eyes. And that's a unique place to be, and I think we all should be thankful for that.
Man, I'm over here in the amen corner. Amen and amen. Tom, I couldn't fit what you just stated any better than how you stated it. You know, we're a nation built upon a Judeo-Christian ethic, and it's based on the American ideal. America was God's great experiment to show. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's been no nation that was founded on principles the way America was has been, at least in the history as I understand it, going back to biblical times. Yet we're under attack. It's a clever and evil agenda. And as I've heard many people smarter than me say, so goes America, so goes the rest of the world. So the stakes are high. But thank God we got individuals like you, Tom, that understand and the rest of America. I spent a week at our corporate headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi, and last week and just met a whole lot of good regular folk there from all over the world for our fundraiser share-a-thon that we do twice a year. And it gave me hope. As I manned the phones, as people were calling and making pledges, I was talking to extremely articulate and wise individuals who understand what America is really about. I'll throw the mic back to you because we've got maybe a couple of minutes before we close out for any additional comments you may have, sir.
Well, I just want to say that I've enjoyed talking to you today. I look forward to listening to your show. I wasn't aware of it. And I think it was a good show. I hope people, again, realize how lucky they are to be where they are and how unusual it is and how important it is to be on guard, because you're right. This is something that really has been ordained by God because it was based on biblical principles.
Yes.
And the enemy has always hated that spiritually, the spiritual enemy, and has always been at this country to try to destroy it from the beginning. And I think we need to be on guard and remember that all the time. We have to be ever vigilant.
So powerfully stated, sir. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Tom from Maryland. Woo! Bradley, I got to tell you, brother, if you're listening in to your show today, if you have to catch a podcast, your listeners are extremely astute on the truth of what America is and what it represents. Thank you so much, Tom, for calling in.
Thank
well,
you,
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be closing out any time now. Get that cue to let me know. Lonnie, wrap it up. But Tom was a godsend, because this is what I wanted to cover today as it relates to Colin. And, and so we need to pray for that young man and pray that he wakes up to what the truth is about America and about his heritage. This is Lonnie Poindexter, again, for Sons of Liberty Radio, for Bradley Dean. Thank you so much, Bradley, for letting me sit in the big chair. God bless.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters, make